Rafael Sadiq is a contemporary soul musician who makes music that sounds like it came from the Motown era.
I met this girl in radio. Said her signal was low. She wasn't getting my sound. She kept the volume down. I told her, turn up the bass, bass. And then she kissed me in my face.
Rafael Sadiq's new album out this week is called Stone Rollin'. Here's Will Hermes with our review.
I've been thinking a lot lately about pop music's obsession with the past. Since my two favorite records of the year so far both sound like they could have been made in the late 60s. One is Helplessness Blues by Fleet Foxes, a young group that sounds like it was suckled on Crosby, Stills, and Nash records. And the other is by a dude who wears cardigans and Malcolm X-style glasses and leads off his latest record with a song that Sly and the Family Stone might have played at Woodstock. Wait a minute, what's that organ drone? It's actually a Mellotron, an old keyboard that was the signature of British prog rock groups like the Moody Blues and King Crimson. There are a lot of moments like that on this record, like they were produced by that cartoon dog, Mr. Peabody, and his time-traveling Wayback Machine, which always scrambled things up in the process of bringing together past and present. Listen to the ghostly Motown-style vocals on a song called Go to Hell, which also uses the Mellotron.
I can see my name written across the sky. Ravens started flying. I saw tears in the eyes. There was fires in the mountains and stoves in the sea. Winds in the valley rushing into me.
And then there's a song called The Answer, which begins with a guitar chord progression that sounds like Radiohead, then morphs into orchestral soul music that sounds like mid-70s Stevie Wonder.
Stop saying the game is sold and I be told.
Try
to help the child that's only 4 years old.
Why
would you sit back and relax and watch them kids fall off the tracks?
How
can we sit on the sideline and watch it go down?
I often feel that music should always evolve, progress, move forward, like everything else. And I feel guilty for fetishizing old styles. But in a way, that's as harebrained a notion as thinking music stopped being good after 1972, or 86, or 93, or whenever you graduated school and got a job, and maybe stopped listening to music so closely. Like Sly Stone and Stevie Wonder back in the day, Rafael Sadiq draws from styles and sounds that came before him, which can trigger remembered emotions, but also create new ones. He makes records that are like comfort food, but reimagined by a very creative 21st century chef.
Our reviewer is Will Hermes. The new album from Rafael Sadiq is called Stone Rollin'. And you can hear the entire album at nprmusic.org.